All right, so let me ask you the next question. This all got started because you have a notebook that says that 90% of the people bringing drugs from out of state, and just for the folks out there, out of state means you're on the New Hampshire side of the big bridge. That's out of state. If you're on this side, you're in Maine. Out of state drug dealers are people of color. Why does the color of the drug dealer, who in my mind ought to be executed, but we don't do that here, why does the color of the drug dealer matter?
Because all lives matter, not just black lives.
I'm not sure what that means.
That means it's white people dying every day. Every single week, we have 5 people dying in Maine. And believe me, some of them are not white. They're people of all nationalities dying. But the point is, this nation is caught up on defending only one ethnic group. What about the people in Maine? How about the people on a wait list that have been there now for 2 years? I got them off on the budget, and then they put it back in. And unfortunately, Mr. Gattin's the one that reinstated the wait list. He was the chair of the
Health and Human Services on the health side.
Services. If anybody could understand that there's a lot of people in Maine being hurt every day. There's 3 babies born addicted to drugs. And their ethnicity doesn't matter.
Then why bring it up, though? That's what I don't get. I mean, I understand the stat. I want to say this to the audience while you're on the air in front of Bill Diamond. I verified that you are correct with a Cumberland County prosecutor that people coming in from out of state with drugs are people of color. But here's the question. If it doesn't matter, why bring it up?
It's a good point. But the fact of the matter is, I'll go back to what my wife says to me. You're brutally honest, and sometimes it hurts. And unfortunately, it's the truth.
Well,
It doesn't matter. The truth doesn't matter. I agree. And I should have known that. The truth doesn't matter. It's the perception.
You're dealing in politics. This isn't down at the local Rotary. The truth,
well, I'm sorry,
the truth never matters.
I agree. The truth doesn't matter, and that's why our country's going into the tank, because nobody wants to tell the truth. Just this morning, I'm watching the news, and Hillary and Bill are going at each other, and neither one of them, I believe, are correct.
Hillary and Donald, you mean? Donald Trump.
Hillary and Bill, that could be correct too.
So, yeah. All right, so you've named Lowell, Massachusetts. You've named Lawrence, Massachusetts. You've named Waterbury, Connecticut, which
Brooklyn and Bronx.
In the real world, if you talk to people who fight this on the front lines, they will tell you that's the pipeline. Even the Press Herald, who has criticized you, did an article about the pipeline out of Lowell and Lawrence. But Jeff McCabe, and I don't want you to get on him because we don't need another controversy. No, hang on. Don't go there. I don't want to get into another controversy. McCabe's written an apology letter. When prosecutors and law enforcement officials and drug agents will tell you the drugs are coming from there.
Yeah.
So that's good. I'm glad you made the point that there's the ethnicity.
Ethnicity. Well done, Bill.
Thank you.
That's early in the morning.
It really doesn't make a difference on who's bringing the drugs up. It's the fact that drugs are coming up. That's your position.
My position is it's coming at the 95 and it's killing people.
Yeah.
So let's do this. Can we just go forward with this?
I think American people are hypocrites because this is murder.
I agree with you.
These people are coming out, and they know they're going to kill people.
Absolutely. I agree with you. Leanne Sutton was in this studio 10 days ago, and I asked her. She's the assistant attorney general for the state of Maine, assigned to Cumberland County to go after the drug people. And I asked her if it was murder. She didn't think it rose to that level, but I agree with you. But can we do this going forward? Because we all agree it doesn't matter. Can we leave race out of it so we can just talk about drugs?
Yes.
Everybody heard that, right? Debbie, you're taping this, right? Because I want to remind
it's
the governor
recorded.
Of this.
Yes, it is.
because you know where I got all my pictures.
Yes, I know, from the Press Herald.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Bangor Daily News.
Right, exactly. And they're going after you hard as hard can be while they're printing the paper. I mean, they acted like when you talked about D-Money and Shifty and Smoothie that you made them up because those were gangbanger names when, in fact, one of them was in jail for double murder.
Yeah. Geez, I had lunch with the Chief Justice. You didn't make that up. There is a guy named D-Money.
Yeah, who is in jail because he murdered two people, a man and a woman who were engaged over
Eve.
A drug deal gone bad.
Yeah, Christmas Eve, and left a 7-year-old orphan girl.
Yeah.
You know, just to go back for a minute, Jeff McCabe, and this is the hypocrisy.
All right, but let's don't get off on a controversy. Be nice about him. Be civil.
But there again, you know, the truth is the truth. He sent me a letter and said, you need to help the people at Parlin Pond after that deluge of rain here back a couple months ago. And so we looked at every possible way to do it, and we couldn't. The only way we could do it is if Marquis and Jeff McCabe would agree to come in and appropriate some money. So I sent them a letter and said, you know, we allow the people from the DOT to give them technical advice, but we couldn't use equipment because it would be breaking state law.
Right.
It was on private roads. So I asked them nicely to come in. You come in, you appropriate a few $100,000, we'll go help them, because it was a major destruction of roads. I mean, it's going to be very expensive to fix. And I've never heard back. So, but he's campaigning in his county, saying I wasn't helping.
Well, he went after Rod Whittemore last night. I mean, after all the civility talk, and tried to tie Rod Whittemore to you, as though Rod Whittemore had anything to do with what you did in a voicemail.
Well,
and
we're in a political season.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying. That if we're going to preach civility,
right. Yeah, I understand.
Rod Whittemore didn't make the voicemail call.
Right. No, I understand.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, and what else happened is they passed this big resolution bill, and you were there, that everybody's going to be civil from now on, and now we get into the political campaign, and there's no truth.
Well,
that's the problem.
Yeah, I know.
We lose the truth. And people accuse me for being truthful, and I get in all kinds of trouble. But every single day, they show hypocrisy to the ultimate.
Yeah, I agree. As you know, I sit here every single day, Republican and Democrat.
Yes.
I know it's very hard for people to get that, but I go after the Republicans just as much as I do the Democrats.
I absolutely agree. I'm not saying that either a party has a monopoly on perception.
Yeah.